Good morning, Salem. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. You're tuning in on this Wednesday. Glad to have you along on March 11th at 7:06 a.m. And maybe you're just getting the kids loaded in the car to head to school. Maybe you're going to work. Maybe you're stuck in traffic along the way. Whatever you're doing this morning, thank you for making KSLM and Good Morning Salem a part of your Wednesday. This Life Wednesday, where we celebrate life, we affirm life, and we do all we can do every day, right, to stand by those who are experiencing abundant life. This day to day, we can expect our temperatures to be about 55 degrees, or overnight low 31. Cloudy in the morning, but this afternoon the sun's going to break through. Yesterday was phenomenal. And of course, the last couple days, the moon has been amazing. And so I am celebrating the fact that it's getting darker later. And as we go on through the week, we'll continue to see more opportunity after work, right, to do those evening activities that we enjoy. And several of you, I've noticed, are starting to put in flower beds and experience all those fun things that we do in the spring. And perhaps you're already starting to, you know, pick out your garden seeds and plow the land and get ready. I found someone yesterday afternoon even mowing their lawn. 'Tis that season, right? As we continue to move through this week and towards the weekend, I just want to share how important you are, that you make a difference. No matter what you're facing today, my friend, maybe you've got a big decision to make. Maybe you've got a meeting and you're feeling a little apprehensive this morning. You know, it's okay. Take a deep breath and know that you're an overcomer. You go around, over, or right through it, right? And this day will be an amazing day. And I'm excited to share with you a few things this morning going on in Marion County. In fact, here in Salem, you may or may not know all the restaurants that we like to go to throughout this area and region with the State Department of Health. They do inspections regularly, and Marion and Polk County Health Departments have gone through, and they do this twice annually. They license restaurants, and they receive kind of these unannounced inspections, and they focus on the food temperatures, food preparation practices, worker hygiene, dishwashing, and sanitizing, as well as looking at the equipment and the overall facility and the cleanliness. And they look for violations to these things, and the scores are out. The Statesman Journal right now has an article about that. You can go there and see the different restaurants. So I'd encourage you to go check that out if you're interested in knowing how the restaurant scored on that evaluation. You can go and check it out. I'll put a link as well on our Facebook page. Find us on Facebook, KSLM News, and you can stream, tell your friends and family to stream with us live online, or download your app to your phone and take us anywhere you want to go. Transitioning now to a fun interview. I have been looking forward to this interview for a while now. In fact, I've been here in Salem, back to Salem, of course, raised here, moved away. Now I've been back a couple months. In one of my very first encounters, meetings that I went to, I met this individual. You may know him as the kicking cancer guy. Yes, he is well-known in this area, and we're excited to have Baron in the studio today with Kicking Cancer. How you doing today, Baron?
I'm good. Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, Casey and Stacy in the
I like it. Well, we Stacy and Casey, because it's your show.
Oh, well, either way, it works for me. We're so privileged to have right here in our own backyard an advocate as yourself to really come at something that's personal to you because it's affected you personally, but it's also it's expanded and it's grown from this area across the world. Your impact and your message is hitting people right where their lives are. And I want to share a story with you because this is important to me in that in 1985, I lost my grandfather to cancer. He was a smoker for many years, and it started in the Navy, which was real common back in the day, where they would even in their rations give out cigarettes. And I lost my grandpa. I was only 15 years old. And so cancer has always been something that I have always wanted to see in my lifetime. gone. Very important to me. I worked for many years in tobacco prevention, in the health field, and helping people quit smoking, those kinds of things. And so when I met you at that meeting and your passion for life and your story, it just really, it grabbed me. And so I want you to share a little bit about how you got involved in this and how this was birthed and how it's growing. Go ahead and share your story.
Well, where we're at now is never where it started to go. But I think that many of your listeners would agree that that God has a bigger plan for you. And if you follow his lead, then you never know where you're going to go. So to kind of go to the roots of how this started, January 6th of 2018, I called my sister. She lives in Mesa, Arizona, and she had come up for Christmas in 2017. She had already done her battle through breast cancer. She had been diagnosed November of 2015 with breast cancer. The type that she had was not receptive to normal Western medicine approach. The way she describes it is, if they had done chemo, she had a slow-growing but very aggressive cancer. So the chemo would have killed all the good cells around the cancer, and then when the cancer woke up, there would have been no good cells to fight it. So chemo wasn't an option. Mm-hmm. And they did a lot of research, and Linus Pauling, from Oregon State University, had discovered back in the 60s that high doses of liquid vitamin C would kill cancer.
Wow.
So she sent me some pictures, and I didn't understand at the time, but it was a picture of her with a port. I thought it was chemo. I didn't know. She was actually getting liquid vitamin C injected into her bloodstream.
Incredible.
So that killed the cancer. They cut it out. It was in her left breast. Unfortunately, it jumped into her lymphatic system. Mm. So it is flowing through her body right now. She has a little spot on her hip, a little spot on her lungs. But by exercising and eating the food that God put out there for us to eat, mm-hmm. That she fights it off. And so she told me this whole story at Christmas, and she flew home. And I called her. I said, hey, there's this thing in Canby called the Warrior Dash. Mm-hmm. Do you want to do this together? And basically, it's a three-mile run through a trail that has like 12 obstacles that are climbing and going through water and mud, and it just sounded like something fun to do together.
Right.
And so she said, sure. And 2 days later, I went to work at Costco where I work, and a good friend of mine said, can I join you? And all of a sudden, we had a little team.
Mm-hmm.
And we called it Team Brenda. And at the time, we were calling it Bustin' Cancer.
Right.
Sounded like a good play upon the fact she had breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But 2 weeks later, on the 20th, 28 of my coworkers said they wanted to do it with us.
Wow.
So in 2 weeks, I went from 2 people to 28 people.
That's momentum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And all it was is I was just saying, hey, this sounds like fun, guys. You want to go do it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, at that point, someone had donated some money. And so I said, well, let's thank them for the donation, and we'll get a shirt made up. And so the original shirt had a donkey on the back, and it said, kicking cancer in the, with a donkey on it.
Ah, creative.
Yes, because I'd seen plenty of shirts that say, F cancer and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I didn't want that on a shirt. I mean, yeah, I was mad, but I just didn't want that vulgarity on a shirt.
Right.
And we didn't even want to put the word ass on the shirt, but mm-hmm. there was a picture of a really cute donkey.
Right.
So by the time the momentum had started, I thought I could raise some money for Brenda. I could help her a little bit. So we formed a GoFundMe account, and I called KGW, and I said, no one's going to put money in this account if they don't know it exists. So I called KGW News. And for the listeners around here, they might remember Tracy Berry. She was a 30-year seasoned journalist at mm-hmm. KGW. Well, apparently when I sent my email in, they sat at the news desk, and she said, I want that story.
Fantastic.
And I asked Gayasher later, I said, why, you've been doing this for 30 years. You can sit behind the desk now. She says, I could tell a cancer story any day of the week.
Right.
This isn't a cancer story. This is a brother-sister story.
Yes, it is.
And that's what she turned it into. So that interview is still available to see on helpteambrenda.com.
Okay.
And people can go back and watch that story. Well, the interesting thing was she came down the end of February to tape us,
mm-hmm.
went out to the Kroc Center, and Three of my coworkers showed up, and you'll see it in the video. But I said to Brenda, wouldn't it be cool if we'd have 70 people on our team when she showed up?
Oh, fantastic.
Which was like a month and a half, right?
And we're talking, this is just in 2018.
Right.
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 Okay.
And a month and a half after she and I decided to do this.
Incredible.
I said, wouldn't it be cool if we could do that? So she and I said a little prayer on the phone together, and then I started asking, and she started asking. 15 minutes before Tracy showed up to do the interview, Brenda sends me this text. She says, I just got the last two.
Oh.
So we hit 70 people with 15 minutes to go.
And that just reminds me, so many times we hear in motivational speaking, you know, speak it and then it'll happen. You know, talk about it. Talk about your dreams and goals and where you want to go.
Yeah.
And see it happen before your eyes. And so you set that goal and there it happens. So you had this interview. There's 70 team members. Where did you go from there?
So the interview was the end of February. It turned out that Tracy was impressed enough that they went back and turned it into a full featured story, and it aired the 1st of March. And I said to Brenda, let's have 100 by the time it airs.
Wow.
And 15 minutes before it aired, we hit number 100.
That's fantastic. And are you sharing mostly through just personal word of mouth?
Yeah.
Have you been on Facebook?
No.
And now you have your website?
At that point, back then, it was just word of mouth.
Fantastic.
It was just me telling someone, and they told someone, and, you know, my brother wants to join us. And so when Tracy aired the article, then I had people come to me and said, you know what, I don't want to get muddy. I don't want to train, mm-hmm. but I'd like to support what you're doing. And so all of a sudden, I was in the T-shirt business.
Well, and T-shirts have power. The message is important, whether you run or you go to these events, reminding people that there are people suffering, just like in my family where we suffered the loss of my grandfather. We're affected. Many of our listeners have been affected, if they not personally in their own family, but friends, people that they know that have died or had to suffer through the recovery process of dealing with cancer.
Yeah.
So that message and keeping it fresh through the T-shirts and through your activities is phenomenal. Tell me a little bit about how you decided to move from kind of a movement of going to these events to transitioning into a nonprofit organization.
So Brenda came back up in July. Well, let me back up for a second. She flew home in May after we did the Warrior Dash.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time the Warrior Dash occurred, 42 people showed up with us. And
wow.
We had 160 shirts in 15 states the day of the event.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent a little message. I said, just wear the shirt that day and send me a picture. Then you're there in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a picture from Anchorage, Alaska. I got a picture from Gilbert, Arizona. I got a picture from New York, you know, Missouri. These people that were wearing the shirts in other states, they couldn't be there for the Warrior Dash, but in spirit they were.
Fantastic.
And as Brenda flew home, I said, what you learned to stay alive, we can share with people.
Oh, yeah.
So we formed a business called Help Team Brenda.
Oh, I love it. When we come back from this break, we'll talk a little bit more of how that developed. And some exciting events that you have coming up. We're listening to KC, the KC guy, right, Baron?
Yep.
Kicking cancer guy. You're listening to KSLM News Talk Radio, Reliable News Talk Radio. I'm Stacey Ann. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to KSLM News Talk Radio. Good morning, Salem, this wonderful Wednesday. Yes, our temperature today will be around 55 degrees with overnight low 31. Partly cloudy this morning, but that sun burning through and going to have a fantastic afternoon. In fact, it would be a great day to plan to maybe take a stroll in the neighborhood, a little walk, get outdoors, enjoy some activity in our lives. We are in studio today talking with the kicking cancer guy, Baron. And I am Stacey Ann, your host today. So glad to hang out with you. And as we talk about kicking cancer, I want to just read a few things. They have the wonderful website, kickingcancer.org. It's kicking-cancer.org. And their vision, significantly reduce cancer while supporting those in the fight against cancer. The plan, live an anti-cancer lifestyle through five core values while subscribing to active surveillance if you are diagnosed. And then the core values, gain social support, reduce your stress, rest is powerful, food is medicine, and do some movement. And there's interesting statistics here on the website as well. It's time to fix a broken system. And as you were explaining to me, Baron, that on the graph on the left is saying 1.7 million new cases and 600,000 lives lost. That was a projected graph as we were going into the break or coming out of the break. That's right. A projected graph, but you were like, somewhere out there is the truth, right?
Right.
And so you did the research, and the truth is 1.6 million new cases, to be exact, 1.688.780. And again, lives lost, about 600,920, right?
Right, right.
That's too many.
Yeah.
That's one too many.
Yeah.
And so as we talk about getting the message out, and as we know, in our world, when we're talking about overcoming big mountains in our lives, it's important to be informed with the facts, right? Equipped with the facts and ready for action. And our messaging means everything. And so when you talked before the break about our shirts and you're spreading and people like, I want to be a part of this. I want to be a part of this movement. You had shared that you went on this wonderful warrior adventure. I can't imagine 3 miles of obstacle course in mud. That looks like it sounds like a lot of fun and a lot of work too, to get through that. Then where did it go from there? Tell me a little bit more and up to date, how many t-shirts and in what locations do you and people involved do you have?
Well, Brenda flew home the end of May, and she had gotten back to Arizona, and I called her and I said, you know what you learned to stay alive, we could share that information.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we should share that information. And so she flew back in July, and we formed a little business, her and I together, called Help Team Brenda. And we began doing seminars.
Mm-hmm.
And we did our first one in August of 2018. Dr. Isaacson, who is now on our board of directors, was one of the key speakers at that first seminar we did. And I realized that people would show up to just learn about, you know, how to stay alive, how to be proactive in their lives. And so proactive prevention became our message.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did another event in August for a coworker of mine at Costco who had just found out that she had cancer in both breasts, had a double mastectomy. So the Spartan race is a lot harder than the Warrior Dash. The
mm-hmm.
the obstacles, the intensity of the obstacles is a lot bigger. Just for an example, one of them is an 80-pound ball that you pick up and carry.
Oh, boy.
Right? And so it's a lot harder. One of my favorite pictures, and I can share it with you, but there was a t-shirt we found, and on the front of the t-shirt it says, "Don't mess with a woman who crawls under barbed wire for fun."
Oh, no doubt.
So Brenda held that shirt up. We got a picture, and then we got a picture of Brenda going underneath barbed wire.
Oh, that's great.
But we did that for my coworker.
Mm-hmm.
And then Brenda flew home again. And I said, you know what? Let's find somebody else to support.
Mm-hmm.
And I had just heard about this lady in town whose husband had brain cancer and probably wouldn't make it much longer.
Mm.
And so the city of Salem was doing these 5K strides, or just a chance to go out and walk,
right,
you know, get some exercise. And so I said, let's bring some people together. Maybe they don't want to get muddy. Maybe they don't want to train, but they can at least walk 3 miles
right
for someone that they care about. So in October of 2018, we had 23 people together wearing this really bright shirt at Riverfront Park walking. And as it turned out, that gentleman didn't make it until October. He passed in September. So it was more of a memorial to him when we did the walk. But I told people, I said that he left a 33-year-old widow with 2 little kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did a little fundraising that day. But what I came to realize is that for me to go where I wanted to go, I couldn't just be this little business anymore. Mm-hmm. I had to be a nonprofit.
Right.
So the 1st of November, we, board of directors, filed with the state, you know, began to file our 501c3 application, all that kind of stuff to become a nonprofit. And then I began to go into a world that I didn't know. Mm-hmm. You know, I had run a restaurant and been in retail, but nonprofits are different worlds mm-hmm. than for-profits. But I just knew that God wanted me to do something. And so I spent 2019 learning.
Right.
Learning a lot.
Right.
You know, but at the same time, you can't stop and learn and not do at the same time. So I just kept spreading the message and learning the process during those first 6 months. And by the summer of 2019, the Kickin' Cancer organization was full-blown.
Oh, that's outstanding. So that's just, we're talking less than 6 months ago, really.
Less than 6 months ago,
that the nonprofit kicked off. And the beautiful part about the seminar that I went to and where I first met you is that you're really equipping. We talked about facts make a difference, right? Knowledge makes a difference. And we can no longer say in our personal lives, taking our personal responsibility, we need to be up on the facts, and we need to do things personally to do the prevention that you talked about, to prevent our own lives by our own choices and decisions not being susceptible to cancer. Some of that's genetic, and we could talk a little more about that in family, you know, family history and things like that. But there's things that we can do, our daily choices, that can make us more susceptible to those things.
Right.
And what I love is you're also helping those that are walking through it, but you're also, in a sense, gearing people up to prevent it from even happening or reduce the chance if it is in the genetic makeup of somebody. And the seminar that we attended, Terry and I, we enjoyed the information, the doctor, the inspiration, the mental health of that as well. And so when we come back from this break, Baron, I want us to talk a little bit about the seminars and how that's impacting community.
Okay.
And then we'll give some opportunities for people to get engaged with those seminars. You're listening to KSLM News Talk Radio. I'm Stacey Ann. We'll be right back. And glad to be with you on this wonderful Wednesday, Life Wednesday, celebrating this life that we walk out each and every day with all the obstacles, the ups and downs in life. It's so much better when we're in it together, don't you agree? Our weather today is going to be pretty good, in fact. Cloudy this morning, but the sun's going to be breaking through this afternoon. High temperature about 55 degrees, and then overnight low 31. And so we can look forward to a fantastic walk maybe after work this afternoon. And so in the studio today, I have my new friend. His name is Baron, but we know him as the Kickin' Cancer guy. And we've been talking. He's just showing me and just told me this very, very touching story of an individual that they've been able to walk alongside of. And she has passed away, but they were able to bring her encouragement and hope in the middle of this battle that she was in with cancer. And Baron, as you share these stories with me, and we talk about the struggle of cancer and how that's a rippling effect in a community, and the awareness that your group is bringing is pretty amazing to see that you're here to educate, to empower, to encourage, and to engage. And so those faces that you're in, those lives that you're impacting, those people that are in the battle right now, are really your reason to stay engaged when it's tough, right? To come on a radio show and be here at 6:50 in the morning to come live. You know, you have that fuel in your heart to see cancer gone unmanageable, right? We don't want this even in our lives. We don't even want the risk of it in our lives. And so I applaud you and I honor you for the work you're doing and saying yes. And you were sharing with me a little bit about kind of your mission, your theme. Mm-hmm. You know, yes, it started as compassion and really wanting to make a difference with your sister. Now you're in it with other people. You're seeing practical help happen to people in this struggle, whether it be family members or individuals directly. Tell me how this mission continues and what keeps you fueled.
You had mentioned earlier our website, and for those that missed it, it's kicking-cancer.org. About halfway down the home page, there's two pie charts. I had seen the statistic for the left-hand pie chart. It's by the Journal of Cancer Clinicians, mm-hmm. and they predicted that in 2017, 1.7 million people would get new cases of cancer in the U.S., and that about 600,000 would pass from cancer. Well, I thought 2017 is done. I can find those real numbers. So mm-hmm. I went to the American Cancer website and found the real numbers. They were so close. I mean, 1,688,000 new cases of cancer in the United States. But then I read this statement by Dr. Lorenzo Cohen. He is the director of integrative medicine at the MD Anderson in Texas. Mm-hmm. And he said, based on those statistical models, in 20 years, every other American will have cancer.
Wow.
If we don't approach prevention differently.
Correct.
And so what I've told people is, you know, for the last 40 or 50 years, and for those that understand the history, it was in the early 70s that $1 million was given to the National Health Institute to start doing research on cancer. Mm-hmm. So we've ramped that from $1 million. I believe they got like $39 billion last year. More and more and more and more research. What that has effectively done is if you get the diagnosis, there are ways to give you quantity of life. Mm-hmm. Maybe not quality, mm-hmm. but quantity. So the number of deaths are going down because we now can help you live longer, but we're not stopping the new cases.
Right.
And so if you bring the deaths down and the new cases keep rising, that gap gets wider and wider.
That's right.
And so Dr. Cohen says in 20 years, every American's going to have cancer. And so I sat down with our board and I said, our message has to be proactive to mm-hmm. prevent.
And what have you found? Give a couple keys or ideas, like someone listening today, maybe a habit or something that they can change that you know definitely will help prevent or prolong the opportunity of cancer in their life.
So here's a really simple one. There's a place on commercial called Life Source. Mm-hmm. It's one of the few places in town that I know you can get broccoli sprouts.
Okay.
Broccoli as a food has something in it that's very, it's called sulforaphane. It's a chemical that fights cancer. Mm-hmm. The broccoli sprout, because it's small, the intensity level of that sulforaphane is 50 times greater than if you just go buy broccoli florets. Mm-hmm. Okay? So if you like to make a salad and you typically like to put alfalfa sprouts, put broccoli sprouts instead.
Oh, fantastic.
Or make yourself a sandwich and then just put some broccoli sprouts on your sandwich. Mm-hmm. 50 times the cancer-fighting ingredients are in those broccoli sprouts. It's called sulforaphane.
Okay.
So another simple tip, especially for the guys, mm-hmm. there's a chemical in tomatoes called lycopene. And prostate cancer specifically hates lycopene.
Okay.
So everywhere I go, if I have an option, I put salsa on my eggs. I put salsa on my food.
Oh, very good. Very good.
And you need to be careful with ketchup because, yes, it's a tomato.
A lot of sugar
mm-hmm. inside ketchup. So, but mostly tomatoes, the salsa is typically fresh tomatoes. So simple little things that you don't think about. But I believe that everything that we need, God put in food.
Right.
We don't need all these chemicals, you know.
Exactly.
Somewhere in the last 50, 60, 70 years, there's an industry that thought they were smarter than God, and they created these stuff to fight cancer. And in some cases, I agree, you know. Mm-hmm. We have a young man that we supported, Nolan DeHart, who had blood cancer. And mm-hmm. if it wasn't for chemotherapy, he wouldn't be alive.
Yes.
But you can proactively prevent. And that's our message.
And that's a lot of things that people deal with and contend in their life, health issue-wise. Usually, starting back, it's the diet and what you can do differently. And I think in this day and age, I know for me, I used to joke with my five children that are now grown and promoted out of the house, how I would call them to dinner was, get in the mommy van, you know, because of my busy life and their busy lives and all their activities. We just would go and get, you know, the drive-through solution to making sure that their tummies were full. But I think back now how I could have been, more proactive myself in making sure I'm planning and preparing to have healthier options along with me. And so it's never too late. Even now that I'm an empty nester, the last few weeks, about 2 months, since we actually, when we went to your seminar, that really was helpful too. We were right in the middle of a major change here. Terry and I are changing our diet, doing more lean and green. We got rid of sugar. We got rid of caffeine. So, you know, we drink a lot of water and maybe some tea, decaffeinated tea. And so those are things that we're wanting to do in our lives and get more active.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit of what you know about getting active, going for a walk. You know, you say you're doing these wonderful events. What if they're not ready to go for a run or go through a mud crawl or whatever? Getting active and going for a walk does make a difference.
It makes a huge difference. And again, I love the stories of the people I've met in the area. There's a gentleman, I used to go to the Kroc Center all the time, and there was this guy in his 70s that I would be on the treadmill. He would be next to me. And he would have that at a little bit of an angle and going really fast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot faster than I was going. And so I actually started talking to him one day. And a couple of years ago, before I met him, he was 70 pounds heavier than now.
Mm-hmm.
And his COPD was so bad that he could barely bend over and pick up a stick without being winded, and he had an oxygen tank on his back. Now, that's not the guy I met, but that's the guy he was several years ago.
Fantastic.
And he had gone into his doctor, and his doctor was concerned about his weight, he was concerned about his breathing, but he loves to hunt, and he wanted to go hunting with his grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
And his doctor kind of laughed at him. He was like, you have an oxygen tank on your back, and you want to carry a gun. Like, not a good combination.
Right.
And he looked at his doctor and he says, if I can't go hunting with my grandkids, you might as well kill me now. Because that is what he wanted to do. So he lives somewhere near North Salem High School, and he would walk to the end of the block and back.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd walk two blocks and back. And then he walked to Riverfront Park and back.
Wow.
And then he finally got rid of the oxygen tank. And then he got on the treadmill. And so by the time I met him, he had that thing at a little bit of an incline. And I would say, dude, you're going to like chase that elk down, jump on his back and wrangle
right,
to the ground.
Right at home or whatever,
But I say, you know, until your why is big enough, you won't change your life. For me personally, I have plantar fasciitis. It's a painful foot condition. But I have a grandson that I wanted to play with. And so I read this phrase that until the pain of staying the same exceeds the pain of change, you will never change.
I was just going to say that little statement is so true. And you know what they say insanity is, doing the same thing over and over again, right? And expecting different results, but you're really not getting anywhere. And so what an encouraging story. And I know in my own life, having lost close to 80 pounds from 5 years ago and walking and changing my lifestyle and in increments and making a difference. I know what that has done in a rebound in my health. I can't imagine what it would do for someone who started today.
Yeah.
Today. And I love the fact that you guys do these seminars. Tell me a little bit about the seminar coming up on March 24th.
So we do these every month, every 4 to 6 weeks. The one that you went to was the one that we went to in February. The one coming up in March, I'm just so excited for people to hear these two speakers. The theme on that particular one is that you're never alone. And you're looking at the flyer. People can actually see this event. Go to kicking-cancer.org/events, or when you get to the main page, there's a tab that says events. The flyer that you're holding, there's a digital version of it on the website. And there's a spot that says RSVP. You're going to click. It looks like you're buying a ticket, but you're not really. There's no cost. We're just trying to get a head count for the seating arrangements. But the first speaker there, his name is Brian Ullman. Brian served in the military in the early 90s. He was actually in Iraq when we made that first invasion. And he gained a mindset back then that no matter what's in front of you, you just find a way to get around it. And you always fall forward.
I love it. I love it. We'll talk a little bit more about this seminar and another seminar coming up. You're listening to KSLM News Talk Radio. Good morning, Salem. Good morning, Salem. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio. Want to remind you, you can listen to us live streaming at KSLM News or download your own app on your smartphone and take us anywhere you want to go. We're here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower. And we've been visiting with our friend, my new friend, Baron, the kicking cancer guy, and just really enjoying the birthing of this movement right here in our own Salem community, Marion County, and then going just abroad. And you were sharing with me during the break about your mission and your vision and where you want to go with this organization. And as now you have a board and you meet regularly, and you said you've transitioned from being that business guy and working in business and a leader in that industry to learning the nonprofit world, which is where I've come from and where I've worked for the last 30 years. And it really is a different type because you work together. It's a team effort in a nonprofit organization. You can't just be a solo person and get it all done. You couldn't. The mission's too big. Tell me a little bit about the mission and vision and how it's grown to where I think it's possible. Go ahead and share that with me.
Well, I shared in the last segment about on our website, which again, that's kicking-cancer.org. There's a graph on there. This is a national graph, okay? If I could bring that a little closer to home. Mm-hmm. In 2018, they released the numbers of new cases of cancer. Oregon ranked 42nd out of 50. So we weren't the worst state for new cases. Mm-hmm. But inside of Oregon, Sherman County, there are 28 counties in Oregon. Sherman County was number one.
Wow.
For new cases. This isn't a percentage. It's pure numbers, okay? Mm-hmm. So Sherman County was number one. Polk County was number four.
Wow.
And Marion County was number 10.
Hmm.
For new cases of cancer.
Okay.
Right here in our own state. And so as I look at that, and then I see that quote by Dr. Cohen, 20 years from now, every American is going to have cancer. The reactive message we have heard for 40-plus years. Mm-hmm. And those organizations are big, and they've got lots of money. And thank goodness they're there, because there's a lot of people that wouldn't be alive today if it wasn't for what they've done. But all of that is still reactive. It's not proactive. And so we're taking a proactive approach, proactive to prevent.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a 6-year-old grandson, I'm 56, and I want him, when he's my age, to look at his friends and say, "Do you guys remember cancer?"
Hmm.
You weren't like my grandpa started something. Do you guys remember cancer?
Hmm.
Because I think we can actually get rid of this thing.
Well, and you and I were talking about, like, I have a granddaughter who's 8, and even my kids, you know, they don't really know much about polio. But my grandmother, all her life was affected by polio and walked with a limp.
Yeah.
And so so it is it's not unimaginable to have cancer eradicated, all these big words.
One of our, you know, presidents, mm-hmm, was in a wheelchair because,
right,
of polio.
Right.
You know, there is a quote. We have a newsletter, and so when your listeners go to our website, there's a spot for the newsletters. Our second quarter newsletter will be up there within the next week. We just finished our second quarter newsletter. And there's a quote in there that I put on our newsletter that the strength of a movement isn't the number of people willing to give money, though that's important.
Mm-hmm.
The strength of a movement is the number of people with the hope of the end result.
Fantastic.
Now, that could be Martin Luther King with equality for blacks. It could be, you know, Christ. I mean, there's lots of movements throughout,
mm-hmm,
history.
Mm-hmm.
It is the hope of the end result. And I believe that the reason this movement is gaining speed is because there is hope that we can actually get rid of cancer. We don't have to just keep talking about my grandpa who died,
mm-hmm,
you know, my wife's best friend who died, my father-in-law who died. Let's stop talking about the ones that died.
Right.
Let's start talking about the living and the ones that don't have to get cancer.
Exactly.
You know, and so that's kind of our mission. That's where we're headed.
Well, and in this day and age, I know different than 30 years ago, because of medicine and because of the prevention methods, there are more people who've overcome their battles and they caught it early and they were able to diagnose early and treat early. There are a lot of people who living through and living a lot longer that I even know. That it makes it hope-filled, that it isn't a death sentence necessarily, you know, that people are dealing with. So you have the seminar coming up. We talked about it a little bit. You have a couple speakers. It's on March 24th at 6 p.m. Let me get the little note here. Featuring survivors. I love it. Brian Ullman.
Yes.
Correct. And Brooke Jenkins.
Yes.
Will be sharing their stories, and it's going to be located on Liberty Street here in Salem. All of the information is online, and your website is
kicking-cancer.org.
And we'll put a link as well on our Facebook page where you'll be able to access it through KSLM's Facebook page. We need you to go there anyway and like us. And
yes.
We're going to, as we get closer to these events, we'll remember to put them on there and remind people that this is occurring. And there's no cost.
No. And the great thing is that businesses in this community are stepping up and donate enough money for me to cover production cost on these things.
Mm-hmm.
So, the amount to donate isn't huge, but there's still some cost to put these things together. And I discovered that people will pay money to go to a self-help type seminar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they spend thousands of dollars to see Tony Robbins. They're used to going to a hospital or someplace like that and getting this information for free. So I tried to charge for a little while and people just wouldn't pay to come. And I thought, you know what? It's too important to get the message out. So let's find a sponsor that'll pay my cost and then keep making them free to the public.
And then as far as the fundraising goes for helping individuals impacted by cancer, you're continuing as your nonprofit funding. And if someone is listening and their family's impacted by cancer and they want to come be a part of this and find out what kind of help, how you help these individuals, how do they do that?
Well, they can always contact us on the website and or Facebook. And there's a donate button on our website that will be active in the next couple of days, and you can donate there as well. We're just doing so many things where we can try to give back to the public.
Mm-hmm.
We just finished an event last quarter for Nolan DeHart.
Mm-hmm.
And I would challenge anyone to go to our website, hit stories, and read Nolan's story. 26 years old, battled leukemia twice as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
We did some fundraising, and it was just so fun to hand him some money.
Right.
But what he did with it was even more cool to me is he had spent his childhood at Dornbecker's,
mm-hmm.
and the toys in the toy box when you come out of chemo as a kid are just real valuable. Every penny we gave him, he gave to Dornbecker's.
Wow, for greater good.
He wanted to pass it forward to other kids,
mm-hmm.
which says a lot about his character as well. So,
and that's, again, a part of this victory story, is when we can have those daily victory stories and scoring big as far as making a difference and how we're kicking cancer and getting it unthinkable, right? So that our future generations are like, what is cancer? And I believe it's attainable in our lifetime.
I do.
I think through prevention and these wonderful opportunities to gather around those that are walking through it, but also making sure our families are equipped that we don't even have to deal with it.
Well, and you mentioned our seminar, and the second speaker, I keep mentioning Brian. Brian was given a terminal diagnosis twice. The most recent was 3 years ago with pancreatic cancer, and he is surviving pancreatic cancer. The second speaker, Brooke, is going to tell some of her own personal story. It's not cancer-related, but it's definitely health-related.
Mm-hmm.
And her phrase, and I love it, it's on our flyer, either you take time for your wellness today, or you're going to be forced to take time for your illness later.
Can you say that again? That's profound.
Either you take time for your wellness today, or you're going to be forced to take time for your illness later.
What a great reminder that we need to take time and be prepared. You're listening to KSLM News Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in today, my friends. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have a fantastic Wednesday. And remember, together, you and I and our community, we can overcome. Be blessed.